From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. We get the December jobs report from the Labor Department in about an hour and a half. It will be the last jobs report of the Obama administration, and economists are expecting roughly 175,000 jobs added last month. Some of them will be manufacturing jobs, but for many workers, not enough of them and not the right kind. While manufacturing output in the U.S. is back at 2008 levels, almost back to record highs, manufacturing jobs are not, not at all. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Manufacturers eliminated more than 2 million jobs in the Great Recession, and only a third of those jobs have been added back. In 2016, factories actually shed workers. The strong dollar, which makes U.S. exports more expensive overseas, hasn't helped. But economist Chad Moutre at the National Association of Manufacturers says since the November election, there's a lot more optimism.
The expectation out there that we're going to get tax reform, sensible regulation. Hopefully there's going to be a huge infrastructure package.
Meaning new orders for steel, concrete, bulldozers, and the like. But if these employers do go looking for workers, they'll face a tight labor market, says economist Carl Tannenbaum at Northern Trust.
Manufacturers in many parts of the country report that they are struggling to find qualified workers, and yet we see a lot of former manufacturing workers seeking new opportunities.
The problem, says Tannenbaum, production workers who lost their jobs in the Great Recession may not have the technical skills to operate today's more advanced factories. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.